I'm in Winchester University and I'm certain that I'm going to be corrected at any moment. Should I make a mistake and mention something wrong? I think I called it Winchester County Council earlier on. It's a city, you fool! And if you're not following them on Twitter, they are Winchester CC. Is that right?
Winchester City.
Sorry, there you go, already corrected. At Winchester City.
Or
you don't have to whisper, you can say it.
King underscore Alf.
King underscore Alf. What does that mean?
King Alfred.
Oh, okay. Now I am really showing my density. But who are you?
Kathleen McCulloch.
And what's your job?
E-Access Development Officer.
E-Access Development Officer. That's quite interesting. I didn't realise that until I just asked you right now. That's why I ask you these things. We've been talking a lot about the access that councils have. There was a clampdown not so long ago. I'm just walking over here to put this over here. I'm not going away from you. I guess because government's not very good at keeping hold of data, a lot of it went missing. And as a result, quite often we retract back into our shells like hermit crabs and drop the bars down. Is that what's happened across the country regarding councils? Because there's a lot of ports blocks. A lot of IT departments have basically said, look, to be safe, let's not allow access to social networking sites, for example.
Yes, and also lots of other websites. Even our Visit Winchester website, which belongs to the council, was locked down, so no staff could see it.
Well, hang on. Let me just rewind. You can't see your own website?
No, we've had it unblocked now.
That's all right, then. You're called a plumber, I hope.
That's right. They'd be better and faster and more helpful and enabling.
There's some silent clapping going on in the room. You're obviously not alone in your opinion that there needs to be more e-access.
Absolutely, yes. We want to be enabled and stop the disabling. We are fed up of being... we can't progress with our technology, so... And it's free, we want to make use of it, and we can't.
So you're technically hitting a brick wall, yes. Continually. And has there been any things here today you've seen me talk about that you think, this would be great to use, if only?
All of it, really, yes. If we can, we're not necessarily holding onto the content on our own website, but pushing it out to much bigger places like Facebook and Twitter, which have huge audiences, that's what we're about. We're about getting ourselves out there and getting ourselves known, so, yeah.
Brilliant, and you need to share and disseminate to raise awareness to what you're doing, and you're doing some awesome, awesome things. Give me a couple of examples of things that could have been, should have been, would have been better plugged should you have the access. Anybody can chirp up now. Somebody's clammed up. She's got lots of ideas when she's whispering. I'm going to come over here.
Well, things we should have done better.
Or things you most should have been able to plug better but didn't get the chance to.
Well, we do fabulous events for children and families and young people at our museum sites.
Children and families and young people mostly exist in social networking and online.
Well, that would be the place to actually tell people about it, wouldn't it? But it's like, we do things in the old-fashioned way and it's taken us a little while to get the hang of doing things in a new way, but we're going to get there in the end.
Let's hope so. And let's remember, we can't just fax everybody nowadays. In fact, I'd never had a fax machine in my whole life. So I kind of missed that whole thing. What would you like to see happen, ideally?
I'd like to see all websites unblocked. I'd like to be able to use our ports. I'd like to be able to...
And you're talking USB ports. You can't plug any peripheries in at all. Like if you wanted to download an image from a camera that you've taken of an event...
Yeah, can't download anybody's camera, only on my PC. I'm the only one to us. Oh, and I can't work from home and log into, and print something off a company laptop. It'd be easier to have a typewriter at home.
Really?
Yeah.
There's some great tweets coming out of here. Listen, there's going to be councils and authorities and organisations who have been exactly where you are right now that are saying, hang on a second, I can send the heavies round. No, I've got a way of sorting all of this out. Yes. What is your Twitter name so that they can tell you directly?
Kat Winchester.
Literally spelt K-A-T Winchester. So please, not only follow at Kat Winchester, because she's brave enough to talk on this audio recording.
I've already suggested that we have two networks, one really nailed down for the housing and the benefits that you can't give out data, and have another network which is much freer. That's all I've ever asked for, really. and not heard anything.
That makes sense. And I know a particular person by the name of Loudmouth Man on Twitter who I think has even... Don't laugh at his name. Nick Butler is his real name, very clued up, and he... That's not funnier. Oh, you're laughing at something else. Stop reading your tweets when I'm recording. Somebody's asked if I'm holding a black currant lolly. It's a spoff. It's a spoffle on an iPhone. If you're tweeting from this room, you will be found out. We have eyes looking. I was talking about Nick Butler and how I'm sure he has, being a security expert, introduced this, exactly what you're talking about right now, to other organisations. Maybe he'll chip in on the blog post and alleviate some of the burden, which is sitting on the shoulders of some desperately needing to create content people.
Now on the web.
Yeah, people are turned off by now. But anybody that can help is still listening. That's my cunning ploy. We're over 5 minutes. You're right. She's getting bored. Yeah. Oh, it's because I dissed the Visit Winchester video, which is on YouTube, and said, yeah, it's a bit long. People only listen for 3 minutes. Well, I'm hoping you listened all the way to the end. Bonus points if you did. Please comment. Bye.